The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance filed new court papers last week to move its case ahead against six resource management plans adopted by the Bureau of Land Management at the end of the Bush administration. The new filings focus on the RMP for the Richfield Field Office, an area that SUA lawyer Steve Block says includes some of Utah's most spectacular country.
Places like the Dirty Devil, Factory Butte, the Henry Mountains, Muddy Creek, so the southern end of the San Rafael Swell. You know, really some of the heart of Red Rock country and the places that people travel to Utah to visit from all around the country and from all around the world.
The original case goes back to filings in 2008 and 2010. It was transferred from Washington, D.C. to a federal district court in Utah, where Block says all the parties to the lawsuit got together to try and move it ahead.
There are lots of interveners in this lawsuit. There's the state of Utah, several counties, school trust lands, several offered vehicle groups, several energy companies.
SUA and the other environmental groups who are plaintiffs in the case argue the BLM put too high a priority on off-road vehicle use and energy development in the Richfield plan, ignoring other federal requirements to study those issues. He says the way this case turns out could lead to settlements covering all the resource management plans. He expects the case to get a hearing before Judge Dale Kimball this summer. Dan Bomas, KUER News.